go to D.C. Bill Flores joins us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Howdy, Scott. Great to be with you and Kat and Kevin on News Talk 1620.
Thank you. Well, I guess it's not a good day to be the president, huh?
No, sir. He seems to have a lot of his chickens are coming home to roost these days.
Well, let's talk, for instance, about, and what I'd like to do is put you in a position where you can say what kind of action the government needs to take. Let's first of all talk about the Department of Justice and the IRS situation. What do you think needs to be done there?
Well, Holder has said that he's going to investigate the IRS. The problem is we've seen Attorney General Holder's selective reviews in the past. And actually, if you look at the stuff the Department of Justice has done with the AP phone line inquiry, it seems to me like we need to get somebody to investigate the Department of Justice. So I wouldn't trust him to do an investigation of anything in the federal government at this point.
Now, as we talk about the AP, we'll shift to that for a second. Then we'll talk about that because what they're saying is this is under the auspices of the Patriot Act, that that there was a situation in Yemen where there was an agent there who was basically outed by the AP, and that was the justification that the Department of Justice had for going in and getting the information from these 20 phone lines.
Yes, and that's the justification for it, but if you look at the way these investigations have been done in the past, this is the Department of Justice's approach in this case has been way beyond anything that's ever been done of this nature from a historical perspective. So, we don't know exactly how pervasive this problem is, but we're going to have to spend some time and determine did they really overreach and going after the trying to find out who outed this mole that we had.
The thing that's, I guess, interesting is, of course, because this is an attack on the media, AP, all of a sudden, the media believes it's important. And so yesterday, the tone of the news conferences that were held by Holder and then, and of course, the press briefing by Carney, they were pretty contentious.
Yeah, I can see why they were. It's interesting. The media has a pretty selective coverage of the news up here until they are part of the news. The Washington Post headline this morning was, D.C. turns on Obama. Yeah, which I found sort of fascinating.
Well, and it's interesting because, again, every president has a rough patch. Things do happen. I mean, obviously, they went after Clinton pretty hard. They certainly seemed to start early on George W. Bush and didn't let go. This is the first confrontation that the press has had with the president. And I guess today, seeing the comments of Vernon Jordan, said this is where President Obama has to show his leadership ability.
He needs to do it, but this is really just the tip of the iceberg that the American people know about, because the media has done such a poor job of covering the other problems with this administration. There's a culture in this administration of cover-ups and lawlessness and out-of-control government. I mean, you've got the Benghazi issue, you've got two IRS issues, you've got the way the Department of Justice has done the AP, the way they didn't prosecute the Black Panthers all the way back and the election before last. You've got the way the car dealers were treated in the GM bailout. You've got Fast and Furious. I mean, all these areas are just not being covered by the media, but now they're paying attention, so I'm hopeful that they'll continue to dig into the behavior of this of the executive branch.
Bill Flores joining us this morning. So, and I guess we obviously need to mention the Benghazi again. There, if you had control of that situation, what would you ask be done?
Well, I think I talked with Darrell Issa yesterday. I think he's on the right track. I mean, based on every time that you have a set of witnesses come up and testify before Congress, you develop a set of future questions to ask and future witnesses to bring in so that you can find out the holistic picture of what happened. You know, there are three issues with respect to Benghazi. Number one is, why was our security lax? Number two is, how come we didn't have a better response when we were under attack? And number three, and most importantly, is who's responsible for the cover-up that came out shortly after the incident? And so Darrell's got his hands full in dealing with all of these things, and the witness list grows rather than shrinks.
Saw a story. I want to shift gears now. Let's shift to legislation, if we will. What kind of votes do you have that are going to be coming up this week in Congress?
Well, the key votes that we're going to have this week has to do with the Obamacare repeal. In this Congress, we have not had a vote to repeal Obamacare yet, and a lot of our freshmen ran on that. And so we need to give them a chance to have that vote. I think it will be interesting to see how many of the other side of the aisle will vote with us on this and what will happen over in the Senate. If you look at the Senate votes related to the budget back earlier this year, there were a fair number of votes that were Obamacare related where you got, you know, 60 plus votes to vote to undo parts of Obamacare. So that could be interesting. Also, coming up in the near future, we're going to have a Keystone Pipeline vote to try to force the president's hand on the Keystone Pipeline.
You know, and I'm sure that there's some owners of small businesses who saw this story, we're going to do it later on today, didn't have time yesterday, that we're going to start seeing those insurance premium adjustments, and they could be staggering. They could take your breath away.
Yes, they are. I haven't gotten the information from the Energy and Commerce Committee yet, but we're supposed to get an outline today or tomorrow of the premium impact on all businesses and families because of Obamacare. And the numbers are going to be pretty staggering, particularly for young people, which is, I found, really interesting.
Sure, that used to be a cheap market right there. Yeah,
it did. But, I mean, we're talking about huge increases in premiums. The economic impact of this could be really, really significant.
Ray LaHood said that they've found enough money to go ahead and keep the airports open. Texas, of course, had a contingency plan, but your thoughts there?
Well, it's just like I said before. I mean, it doesn't take long to find 2% cuts of unessential programs so that you can fund essential programs in this government. And suddenly Ray LaHood's got religion, and I'm glad of that. But, you know, again, they started with a let's politicize this issue and try to beat Republicans with it, and it turned around and backfired on them. I mean, again, $85 billion is easy to find, and the government is wasteful as it is today.
Sure. Anything else on your radar screen this morning?
Well, the main thing we're going to be looking at longer term, looking for late summer, is how to deal with the upcoming debt ceiling increase. I mean, we're going to need to increase the debt ceiling, and the issue is what do you get from the administration in exchange for that to reset the fiscal path of the federal government. So we've got a long conference meeting on our side of the aisle this afternoon to try to deal with how do we move forward to get the best possible reform of the federal government in exchange for a debt ceiling increase.
You know, you mentioned a minute ago the situation where D.C. is turning on the president. And talking to a couple of people who were in D.C. last week, are you starting to feel like there may be some reaching across the aisle now? Are you starting to feel any of that?
Yes, we are. That's not so much about D.C. turning against the president as it is both sides of the aisle have looked and said, you know, there are certain things we've got to get done. For instance, an ag bill is a great example. And so to the extent we can, let's find the areas where we agree and try to get an ag bill done on the areas where we agree and quit fighting over the areas we disagree about. So you're going to see more things like that. Hopefully, again, not any big needle-moving legislation, but attempts to continue to govern in a good manner now that the November elections are over.
Despite apparently what Rush Limbaugh is telling you to do, right?
Yeah. You know, Rush hadn't called me about anything, so I'm not sure what he's telling me to do. I guess I need to follow up on that.
I thought that was an interesting thing. Bill Flores joins us on... Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, it's the president is trying to find a way to change the channel from the key issues that are bothering Americans today.